You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Oh, make me over.
Happy afternoon. It is Wednesday. I'm Andrew Willis. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm bringing you energy. I need to. Where's Emily? Emily, get over here. Emily's just hanging out over in Studio B right now. She's coming in. She's looking hot. Emily. Emma Bronstein, everybody. Get over here, baby. Put on your headphones. They're on the ground, I think. It's weird. You're looking good. Yeah, there you go. Just pull up this mic. We'll be able to hear you. Are you there?
I don't know.
There you go. We got you going.
What's
going on? You're looking hot.
Not too much.
We ran here. It was weird.
It was a hustle.
It was a weird hustle. We're supposed to be in school today, but school's canceled for us.
Yeah, it is.
Over at Capilano.
I know. Yeah. I awkwardly jaywalked.
You look like Eileen Wuornos running across the street. We've got to really talk about that. That was really weird. I'm trying to get Emily over here to learn how to jaywalk. That is something you need to learn how to do if you live in a city. Emily, you do not like jaywalking.
No, I'm a rule follower.
Well, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why you're so terrified of jaywalk.
I don't know. It's probably just some deep-seated fear from childhood. Who knows? Yeah. Something must have happened.
Well, you're from North Vancouver. Everyone's very polite
very
there.
Very sheltered.
Very sheltered. Honey, I'm a city kid.
You're bringing me out into the big bad world.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I want to get through a couple of things because we got to get through some announcements and then we're going to get into some fun talk with you. We're going to play the Gins on today's show. We're going to do a tight little show. What else are we going to play? The Weaves? Or no, Weaves.
Weaves, for sure. Yeah. Let's play some Weaves.
We love Jasmine. I actually reached out to their manager. I want to get a little interview with her. Mm. Be a lot of fun. We have this thing called Fun Drive at CITR 101.9 FM. It happens every year.
It sounds fun.
Like a weird itch. It's like it just pops out of nowhere like a toothache. And you got to do it. You got to hustle. Get some coin for the station. And you know what? It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I like it. Other words, if we didn't have that, you wouldn't be able to hear me sitting here with you, Emma Bronstein, talking and chatting. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. We do it every year. We want to keep the lights on. We want to keep programmers programming. Mm-hmm. So February 28th to March 8th, there's a lot of fundraising that's going to be going down here at the station. And we need you to take out some shekels and give them to us.
Yeah? I love it.
Emily, how much are you giving me? I think my target's $200.
Oh my.
I want you to go out there and get me $200 now. I'm busy.
It'll be fun.
That's weird.
I'm going to Robin tomorrow night. So
yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that. So
good.
I only know Dancing on My Own, and then Honey is like now the big song.
I've been listening since I was like 15. So I know like Show Me Love and Do You Really Want Me and like all her original tracks. So
yeah.
Been following her arc for a while.
You were telling me something kind of interesting that you have never seen the Whitney Houston
music video,
which is so weird.
I know. I looked it up yesterday.
Yeah.
I grew up dancing to it, but I never saw. I mean, YouTube wasn't a thing. Yeah. I'm 33, so like not a thing when I was a kid. So, yeah.
She has great lipstick. Great lipstick.
Yeah.
Also,
the
amazing.
80s are coming back.
They've always been back.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's like a rash. It never goes away. Guilty of that. It's weird. So let's talk about you jaywalking, because I do want to get into this, because I get really irritated whenever I'm downtown, around town with you. And
you're watching me from the corner.
No, I'm watching you from across the street, because I will run across the street and I'll say, Emilog, cross the street, because you're still on the other side, and you will not go, even if there's no traffic, like two blocks away, midnight in North Vancouver. I've been across the street on two-lane traffic, and you will not even go. You're like, I'm scared.
It wasn't midnight. It was like...
Okay, it was 8 o'clock at night, which everything...
Let's be real.
Okay, first of all, North Vancouver is boring as hell.
Yeah. It's
so, you know, I mean, nothing.
It's trying. There's lots of jam journals happening in North End.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Look, there's a good music scene, but they got to hide.
Yeah, they do.
They got to Anne Frank. They got to Anne Frank themselves from the conservativeness that is North Vancouver and West Vancouver.
I think you're shaking things up with your jam journals in North Van for
I like to shake things up. Yeah. No. You are. Look at you. I really do love this. You're looking
my Simpsons T-shirt.
Yeah. So describe your outfit because it's really lovely. You're wearing a Simpsons T-shirt.
My little pleather jacket.
Yeah. Some fashion secrets from Emily.
I got my two chains, more like four chains, and
some greasy chain wearing hip hop.
My people shoes available on andylandradio.com.
No, they're not. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, you're right. Okay.
They're
whoops,
not available
bad.
On
no,
there.
No, they're not. No.
If you do anything for me and my show, please donate money to CITR.
Yes, CITR.
Go to CITR, not CA. You can always do it by phone. I don't know.
Donate
I got a brochure here. What is it? I don't know how to do this. Let's see. I think you just call a phone number. Go to CIT. Oh, there we go. Wait. No, that's a privacy thing. Look, just go to CITR.ca, pull out your credit card or your parents' credit card and just put some charges on there.
True. Back to my outfit.
Yes.
Stripey socks and and pink shoes. I've got the pink. Yeah, I guess it's pink shirt day.
It is pink shirt day, yeah. Which
got my pink shirt.
We had a little chat about pink shirt day.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for sure to get things out there and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to play like devil's advocate or someone who's like, you know, I just think it's so easy for people who are bullies to
wear pink shirts. Yeah. And, yeah. Hide sort of. You know.
Hide that. Blend in like, oh, I'm a good person. See, look, I wore my pink shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's
wolf
like
wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing.
Okay. So I brought up because I got my Time's Up pin sent to me, which cost me a fortune. $16 US to ship. Oh, geez. If that's $16 for shipping,
but it's a good cause.
Yeah, it's going to the Legal Defense Fund. But there is someone in Hollywood that you and I both know of, don't know personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
James Franco.
And he is guilty. He is guilty of being kind of a perv.
Yeah, he did wear that pin at the Oscars a couple of years ago, and it's like, even
guilty. He is guilty of being dirty and filthy.
Yeah.
And then, and what? Sleeping with 14-year-old girls, allegedly?
Yeah, takes away the meaning, for sure.
So that's what I mean. If you're wearing, like, a Time's Up pin, it's the same as wearing, like, a pink shirt.
Support the cause. Be a trailblazer. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's really easy for people to support the cause when it's just a day or a hashtag. Mm-hmm. But I think if you can get out there and be part of the community.
Well, and it's like you and I were talking earlier about self-love and self-acceptance. Like, you have to go back and heal things from your past before you can, be a really kind person. You have to, make peace. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting all Oprah here. Sorry.
We need to talk a little bit about, I don't know, what time is it here? Okay, we've got some time. Do you want to talk now about some fun self-love that occurred with you that completely messed things up?
Highly feminized moment, sure.
Let's talk about it. We need to get some feminized voices out there talking.
Yeah.
Because God only knows, I talk too much. And I'm really happy to have you here. Cause
take off that shame stigma, sure.
Exactly. And I love that. Look, let's get into a song. We're going to play We're going to play She Said by the Gins here on CITR 101.9 FM.
She said, it's supposed to be in bed. Oh no, things don't feel right in my head. Now I finally know, it's supposed to go alone. Oh no, guess it feels right anyway. And it seems like she's just a sequin dream. Gonna wallow in whatever holds in the cry. Cry out.
Legions with She Said on CITR 101.9 FM. There you go. You heard it twice. I'm having sound effects firing off like crazy. Emily, this is your fault because you've come into the studio and wowed me with your presence.
Oh, I like that.
I know. It's cute. Yeah, there we go. Let's just hear it again. It is a really cool stinger. Let's hear it.
CITR 101.9 FM.
There you go. You got to hear it twice.
I love it.
I do too. Hey, I didn't realize this, but actually tomorrow Fun Drive starts. Mm. I was reading the brochure during the break.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be donating. Okay. If I can raise $500, I will streak the legislature.
Please do. That would be great.
In my shapely form, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get buck naked.
Woo!
Streak the lawn of the legislature. I don't know. Should I have like a little flag on me or something?
Why not?
No, I'll probably get arrested.
Little TP. Maybe
you have to pick me up. Crimes unit picks me up.
Oh,
God
gosh.
Only knows. I want to talk to you about something. We're going to do a little segment here called Emily's Secrets. Emily, please, let's talk about sexual health. For
that
women.
Is not the sound effect I was expecting.
You know what?
I like it though.
Just for you, baby, you get
it.
What? What do you prefer? Hallelujah? No, that's what happens later. Okay, look, we need to talk about what happened to you in the shower curtain.
Oh, a moment. I had a moment. Sure.
Yeah. Phone's going off.
So what happened was I was in the throes of self pleasure, as sometimes we do.
And we have
a new shower curtain situation. We have like one of those removable shower bars.
Yeah.
So I guess it wasn't, because we had the new shower curtain, it was up and everything, and it wasn't properly hedged against the wall, I guess. Yeah. And I pulled the curtain in.
Okay, so what were you doing that caused
a moment of
and the throes of passion?
That's all I need to say. It's very poetic.
So what happened here? So you were pleasuring yourself, being a natural woman.
Yeah,
having a good time.
Yeah,
and. And you end up pulling the curtain?
I did, and it fell down on me.
Did you fall on the floor?
Thankfully, at the end. Like, it wasn't, like, in the middle. That would have been really upsetting and, like, PTSD-inducing. But, it was the denouement to my moment. It was really great.
And so did you fall on the floor?
No. I was already in the bathtub.
Like, you were laying in the bathtub.
Yeah,
and then you grabbed...
Like, a couple inches of water. Like, it was beautiful. It was very romantic moment. You know, once in a while, us women have to have those, you know?
And that's the thing.
Let's take the shame away from
exactly. it. Exactly. And it's easy for, like, guys to sit and talk about sex.
Yeah.
Or self-love.
Yeah.
But when women do it, it's kind of like a weird thing.
And like so many do. Like I talk to my girlfriends about this and it's like, and we're always kind of like talking like, and it's like, why? It's
well, that's like when
that's
I was
beautiful.
That's when I was on the phone with, or not on the phone. We were taking the bus together, North Vancouver.
Yeah.
And
well, it's because it's North Vancouver.
All things radical happen in North Vancouver, apparently, but no. And I'm on the bus with you and you were talking about cotton rockets. And I was like, Emily, you remember this. And I was and then you're like, don't say that out loud. And it's like, why not? It's tampons. Who cares?
I just thought it was funny. It's like my little nickname for them. Yeah. No, you're right.
People get so uptight about women having sex.
It's true. And it's not in a lot of movies. You don't see.
Well, no,
we were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. Oral sex. You don't see that for women in movies very often at all.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Because it almost like it has a connotation.
Did I say something? I didn't say
anything. No, you said everything. You know, baby, you're doing fine. Don't worry. No one's going to lock you up.
Yeah, true.
The only thing that might charge you for assault is your shower curtain.
Nice segue.
This is Law and Order. This is the criminal.
No, but yeah, you don't see that.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Although in American Pie, though, there was that scene where.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was that. Who's the one that got that horrible plastic surgery?
Oh, I know who you mean. Shannon Elizabeth.
No.
Tara Reid. Yeah.
Tara Reid. Yeah.
But it's always like they're the punchline. And I hate that. We need to like evolve. It needs to be. Yeah.
Power of the female orgasm.
Yeah.
In media.
Emily's Feminist Corner.
Why not? Let's have it. Let's hear it. Emily's Feminist Corner.
Again, why would that one?
Emily,
where's
one.
The sensual one you had earlier?
I don't know. Do you want to hear the theme song to Andy's Sensual Corner, to Andy's Self-Love Corner?
I do.
I woke up this morning and I was like,
it's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, it is actually kind of cute. Impotence. It can happen if you smoke too much.
I feel like that could just happen to anyone.
I never thought it happened to me.
Aww.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say I'm impotent all the time. Just
no,
sometimes.
But you could.
It's embarrassing.
Always, you could pop a pill. You could. No, that's terrible.
I don't
I'm not going to condemn that.
It's. You know what?
But I mean, there's options.
You know what I think it is? I think it's like the fear of you have. It's like performance anxiety.
Yep. Yeah, that's a thing.
Like, you know, and it's like, what are you going to do? I don't know.
I know.
Yeah. See ya, gotta go.
You handle it. Yeah. Pun intended.
There you go. Look, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of funky. We have school tomorrow. You know what I love about
you
this?
You have school tomorrow, but I might join you because our teacher's on leave.
Oh, yeah.
So I might just join your class.
You're taking ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of liberal arts class.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, hippie.
The point of equality.
I'm doing, what is it, queer theory? Something like
queer,
that. Queer and human rights in Canada.
And we're also taking queer cinema, which is a very amazing course.
It is actually really good. You never realize just
rocking my world.
Well, and you know what I like about it? And is that, okay, so I would say that the next wave of like queer inclusion will be Prisoners. For sure. And hopefully a huge push for Indigenous peoples.
Absolutely.
Which you're really starting to see in queer cinema.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
That movie we watched the other day. I can't remember the name of it.
Neither can I. Well, that's because we came into class late.
We did.
No. What? It was weird. And also, I think that was the morning after you got assaulted by your shower curtain.
I know. I was recovering.
It was real weird. Do you want to get in some music?
I sure do. Let's do some. What do you want to play?
Let's do Weaves.
Weaves. Let's do some Weaves.
Yeah, I don't know, let's do it. We have Weaves Walk Away next on the show. And then, actually, you know what? You know what I really want to play? I don't want to play Weaves. I'll play Weaves. Why not?
I wanted to see where you were going with that.
I was
going to
do something else.
It's a beautiful song, though.
It's a good song. Look, we'll get into a lot more. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew, and this is...
Emily, love
Yay!
You.
Yay!
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Walkaway Weaves on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined here with my lovely friend Emily Ewing, who I love to call Emily Bronstein. Your mom went to Israel.
She did. She did a kibbutz.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Picking oranges.
I love that you brought that up. That's so fun.
Well, you know, I'm going to be doing Birthright this year. Oh, I got accepted for it. I just got to pay the deposit.
So exciting.
And then I can have my own Israel journey.
I'm really excited for you.
Oh, those Jewish men are so bloody hot. I don't know what it is. There's something about a Jewish guy that just gets me really wild. And like, not just Jewish, but I mean like Israeli. Like,
Fiddler
I love,
on
like,
the roof.
Fiddler on the roof. Dream on. No, I'm talking.
That's
know.
My frame just, of reference. Mm. No. I get it. I get it for sure.
That's weird. You know what really kind of trips me out? And I noticed this because I have my laptop out and we're doing the show off of it. You have a Microsoft Surface, which, well, actually, no. Now I have
a Samsung.
Yeah, now you have a Samsung.
Samsung.
Who the? Like, so
I had an ASMR moment.
Samsung.
ASMR. On CITR. Okay, I'm
sorry. Okay, actually, you might put me to sleep. Look, why don't you get a Mac? I don't understand why you won't get a Mac. Just to give you a backstory, Emily had this Microsoft Surface for years. And then it broke.
A year.
You had it for a year, which is even worse, because then it broke. And then you're trying to get
a Rattler on the keyboard.
And I told you, just get a refurbished Mac. You'll
don't drink
never,
and type, kids.
Don't drink and type. But then you wouldn't have to worry. Just don't do homework at all. who needs homework? But no, but then I was like, why don't you just get a Mac, like a refurbished Mac?
I will when this one bites the bucket, but I really bites the bucket. That's not a saying, is it? Bites the bullet. There we go.
Yeah.
But I'm really liking it so far. It's doing the job for me. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's going to break. It's a Microsoft. What do you have? An
ASUS? I really like this Barbie. She's like my.
Okay, let's talk about it. Guess who just joined us in the studio, actually, to save us from this boring conversation about Microsoft. Emily, you're boring. Play with your Barbie. Here you go. we have my lovely friend, Alec Christensen. Hello, Alec Christensen.
That's a lovely sweater.
On. Oh, no, there you go. Hello. Now you're on.
How's it going?
I'm doing damn good. I love your sweater. You always make me feel shitty about myself because then I'm like,
I like your shirt.
I know. I'm feeling a little bit paunchy these days. It's weird. I don't know. Do you work out?
I don't.
Why not?
Because I just have not made time for it in my life.
Yeah. What were you doing out there? You just had a meeting?
Meetings.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot going on?
You have a lot of to do's to do?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot.
Fun drives tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Do you know what you're
it.
Doing for your show?
If I raise $500, I'm streaking the parliament or the legislature.
You're going out to Victoria?
Yeah, I will go out to Victoria and tape myself streaking the legislature lawn.
Exclusive
I might even
content on AndyLandRadio.com. Yeah.
Sure. You know what? I'm actually ready to get thrown in jail.
For CITR.
Yeah, for CITR. Absolutely.
I love that.
100% just thrown in jail. I don't know. What are you doing?
For Fun Drive?
Yeah.
Just begging for money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listeners, please donate. Keep us floating. Keep us open.
I'm almost ready to just get a second job and cut a check and call it a day.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Are you still doing a show here?
No, I'm off right now.
Aw.
I know.
Why?
Well, I'm going to start doing Thursdays music shows 4 to 5 p.m.
What?
Yep, 120 BPM.
No way.
It's our daily music show.
Upbeat. What should we play next? Because we're trying to figure out which songs we should play on the show. We just came here.
Throw in New Vampire Weekend.
New Vampire Ooh. Weekend.
Harmony Halls.
All right, let me check that out. Hold on.
It's really good, and I just love them.
Love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Emily, by the way.
Yeah. Alex. Nice to meet you. Sorry, nice to meet you.
That's an introduction.
Very official.
This is Emily. She has her own theme song. It's pretty cool.
I love that.
She likes to dispense
making
wisdom
some
on
dough and flipping pizzas or something.
She does dispense some really good wisdom. I really like it. Vampire Weekend. Okay, so wait, what song am I playing?
Harmony
Hall.
Ooh. Just came out a couple, probably like almost a month ago now.
Yeah. Aren't they like a big screamo emo band?
No. They're very like preppy. About?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like it.
I don't.
We could balance it out with some Slater Kinney after.
We could do that.
I'm in that vibe today.
That's
with my
idea.
Jacket.
That's a good idea.
Have you heard of a band called We Are Necking?
Mm-mm.
They're new.
They're good.
I saw them on Insta. I haven't
or
listened.
Is it just Necking?
No. Maybe it's Necking, but
they're so
their Insta
good.
Is We Are Necking. They're pretty fun.
Huh.
Yeah. How's Living on Res?
How's the what?
How's Living on Res?
Oh, it's fine. Like, walk home.
Yeah? There you go. Are you still at the same place?
I am, yeah. Yeah, and I do have to run there now because I have a lot to do. All but thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence. I love seeing you. You're just an earthly delight. It's beautiful.
I haven't seen you in real life in a long time.
No one really does. And now that you see me, you can see I've grown a little bit.
He's a golden gust of wind.
I got to do something. I've been eating so many walnuts because I thought
you're
going
to come to Jazzercise with me.
Yeah, I might do that. Yeah, I said I would. I did a pinky promise.
What's like the occasion, before I go, what's the occasion for this like show right now? Is this just for fun?
I'm bored as hell. I got let go from my job at the country club, so I have so much time now.
Okay.
Which is really, I'm not crying the
this
blues.
This is a good use for it. You should do fun drive fill-ins.
I will. I'll be doing hundreds of them. Let me sign up and let's do it.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, get out of here. All beat right. it. I love you
me.
So much. I give you a big
love
hug if I could.
No worries.
Okay, you're my favorite. All right.
Bye, buddy.
Leave so I can talk garbage about you. Oh, I like your shoes. Oh, he's wearing some really cool shoes. Yeah. Get out of here. You get out of here. God damn it.
How fun.
Alec Christensen always just makes me feel good about myself, but then I just think I'm like, I just wish I could be Alec Christensen some days.
Do you have that with me too?
No, never. Maybe sometimes.
I love you so much.
No, I do feel that way. You are amazing. You're full of love.
And punchline.
Yeah. Let's get on to some music. We're going to play Scooby Snacks, Fun Loving Criminals.
Ooh.
Here on CITR 101.9 FM. If things go well, which I hope they do. Oh, there we go. We got the music. When we come back, more with Emily and myself on CITR 101.9 FM.
Out the bank, we got Steve outside, counter full pack, and everything's cool and everything's smooth.
Ooh, hey, that's smooth.
I walk into the teller, I give her the letter, she gives me the loot, the bucket up lips and a wink that I found cute. And I said, baby, 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 is there some karmic G love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, fast at me with the 90, said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride, Steve inside and alive, and off the drive. See, I hurt my lower lumbar. You know we never get far riding around in a stolen police car. So we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
I told you I don't know anything about any setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that.
Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with Scooby Snacks.
Standing up straight, so we pull these jobs, make a little money. No one gets hurt if they don't act funny. On the way to the yacht, we almost got caught. Fast shooting mailbox, know where the cops is, yeah. They at the Dunkin' Donuts, adjacent from the phone, whose mailbox fast that just exploded. They gave chase from our man Steve's and Ace, and we lost those brothers with haste. We cast it off, and along we went off from Bermuda to an island resort we rented.
Summertime, need you cool. Are you cool?
Snacks, Fun Loving Criminals, CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, we have my lovely friend Emily Ewing, who sometimes goes by Emila Bronstein. I don't know where that name came from, do you?
I don't either. You just started. I love it though.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It suits you.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I started calling you Emila.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do that with some of my friends, right? I don't know who can I do that to with their names? I can't do that with Madalena? No. Who else do we have here at the station? Alica? No, I don't know. I can't do it with that many people, but I can do it with you. So
there I
you
love go. It. That's fun. It's special.
Yeah, it is. You know. Oh, you know what I want to tell you, though?
Yes.
I sent an email last night to Tom Avis, who is the manager for Weaves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he sent me an email back this morning.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I asked him.
I love them.
Yeah, Jasmine is the lead singer of Weaves. And I sent this nice little email out, like literally like midnight, mm-hmm. being like, hey, if Weaves is coming to Vancouver anytime, like I say they're not touring right now, but if they're coming to town, I'd like really like to do an interview with Jasmine. Yeah, and so, anywho, so he wrote back
this
morning.
I'll set up your cameras. I'll come. Yeah, I love them.
Honey, you should do the interview, maybe. Oh. I don't know. You're getting good at it. I think you could do an interview. You could pull it off.
Up my confidence, for sure. I'd love that.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to learn how to get away from paper. That's the hard thing.
I know. We got to do more of these, and then we'll
build
up that confidence.
Which is why CITR is such a goddamn good station.
It is.
And such a great platform
so
for
important.
Students. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come here and play some music and build your confidence. And you know what? We need more confident women in this world.
We sure do.
Because when I met you, baby, I wasn't feeling all that good about myself. You weren't feeling all that good about yourself.
I wore a lot of Empire Waist Renaissance Fair style shirts, I will say. I was in a funk. But I was so excited for school.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was pretty exciting. Now we're halfway through a degree.
Yeah. You're also Claps wearing a lot us. Of Mark's Work Warehouse. Which was not looking good. Honey, the
It's fit, a North Bend chic.
The fit and flare shirt is not something to be proud
At
of.
At the time, it was body flattering for me.
Body positive. It had a magic. It had some weird magic to
but
it.
But much better now. I'm a pro thrifter. No.
She's
I feel like that's not the sound effect. There should be like a badass
Emily's,
like, strum on the
Emily's
guitar.
Emily's creeping around the thrift stores.
I sure am.
With her weird magic. Her spooky
I
magic.
I found some real gems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
Oh, I love finding the higher end like blouses that we found. Oh my God, what is this? We found that beautiful tunic together.
Yeah.
That $15 one that you found actually.
I did find a really nice shirt
for
you.
That was super cool 70s chic with like embroidery and flowers and things. That was pretty cool. My Simpsons t-shirt I'm wearing I found for
$2.
Which
I like because I got my own Simpsons t-shirt. No. I got Beavis and Butthead. No, it's Simpsons. I got the Krusty the Clown.
Yeah. We got to wear those together.
Yeah. Shout out to Jake Olson.
Yeah.
Who's big in the community.
Amazing, amazing artist.
He's a fun guy. He does Puppy Teeth comics. He's a really, I've known Jake for years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Since he started school at Emily Carr.
He goes a ways back.
We do go
Yeah, because he went to Emily Carr.
For a year, and then I dropped out because I was...
You've had some lives, my friend.
I've had a lot of lives. What can I say? I'm a mystic.
I love it. You've been a marketing
I'm a
photographer.
Creature.
It's beautiful.
Let's cut that out. I've known him for a long time. And actually, I used to have this huge crush on him.
Fair.
Because he was so hot.
The artistic
He actually used to have a little bit of a crush on me, too. So,
doesn't everyone?
No. Are you kidding? When was the last time I've called you saying, hey, Emma LeBronstein, I'm going on a date?
It's
been a minute.
I think you have high expectations, and
I think
you should. And that's okay. Well, maybe not all the time, but I mean.
Here's the thing. I'm not one to judge, but I just like, if I'm going on a date with someone, I want to have a good sense of humor.
Absolutely. Plus, it's a smaller dating pool in some instances. Like,
Yeah. It's terrible. Are we going to play that song? I'm not going to play now, but the Vampire Weekend thing?
Sure, yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. Have you heard of... I'm sure we've all... Vampire Weekend seems like one of those bands that everyone's heard of, but...
I haven't heard of it. I've heard of them.
They've been around.
But I haven't gotten into them, so I need to do that.
They've been around for a long time.
I'm getting into a lot of new bands through you, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about that. So Jam Journals is this thing I do where I go to different bands' jam spaces.
Yeah, and you've invited me along, and I got to do a little filming. And
and so stuff. We go there, and we sit and we film them performing in their jam space.
Yeah.
Which is really unique, because there's no one else really doing that in Vancouver. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Right. Or most people who do it, they're like, oh, can I charge some money? And bands I've found have no money to do anything because you have to pay so much money to tour.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't even break even. You have to pay money to tour half the time. And then you have to pay money to master your record and do a lot of stuff. So there's no real money in it.
It's true. My favorite one that we did was Strange Breed.
When we went down. That was fun.
And they are such rad girls. And we went right before they did their show at Fortune.
Yeah.
And now they're in Searchlight, CBC Searchlight.
Them and actually.
Go vote for them. They're amazing.
Them to Quinn Pickering. Who
and
else?
Quinn Pickering. Oh my God, so good.
Mind Offline.
Love them.
I don't know if Spouses. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people. I feel bad if I missed anyone, but yeah.
No. But yeah, it's so awesome to support local friends that are in bands.
It is. Yeah. So one thing that I've learned is that there's a lot of really good bands that are out there.
Yeah.
They all perform and share jam spaces. So I'm out there filming them. So I've done Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
I've done The Noodle Boys. I've done Strange Breed. I've done Landmark 20. I've done, I haven't done Rock Beach yet, but I will be doing them. Who else have I? Precious Things.
I'm trying to remember the name of the one we did like on Friday.
Super Budget. Super Budget's so really, fun. Really cool. Eric is he's the pianist.
Yeah.
The pianist.
And he's also in Kai Bravewood.
Yeah.
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 And like another band, like, and also is at CAP for jazz.
No,
like,
is he in?
Or no, he's in the music program. I don't know which program, but he's in like the music program.
He's cool.
He's doing a lot of stuff. It's amazing.
He's doing a lot of, So there's all these bands that I've been doing. So far I've taped, I don't know, like 10 different episodes. Three of them are released. There'll be a fourth one coming out this Tuesday. And so I'm doing that. So I love
going to those with you.
It's a lot of fun because you get to see people. Like, I feel so privileged because when I'm there, I'm like, you're basically performing for just me.
Well, yeah. And it's like, as a girl that just plays guitar,
It should be. But
It's nice to see people playing electrics and people getting into the heavier stuff, which I have. Like, I had an electric, but it's nice to sort of see it. I'm like, oh, maybe I should get a band going. Like, it's fun.
Look, we got to move it along here. I'm going to set up some stuff.
All right.
We're going to put on some Vampire Weekend for you.
Woo!
Because, you know, why not? I don't know. I don't have anything else going on. It's a fill-in show. Like, please. Like, you know, I don't know. Oh, I am going to be on tonight at 10:30.
There you go.
Or 10 o'clock.
I feel very honored to be your fill-in.
Well, no, we're both filling in.
It's true.
That's the whole point of the whole damn thing.
Look,
Harmony Hall Vampire Weekend. We're listening to it. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Your name is what?
Emily.
There you go. I'm Andy. Oh, yeah, you can always check out Andy After Dark every week.
We're good at filling spaces.
Weekend podcast. And Andyland Radio at 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Vampire Weekend. Harmony Hall. Take an Ativan if you can hear. That's what this sounds like. I'm drugged right now. Al Christensen, I'm dedicating this song to you. Just imagine I'm whispering this in your ear. Oh yeah.
Are you narrating this song?
Sure, why not? Pretty good. Oh yeah, some beach house moment. It's kind of cute. It's a summer song. Yeah. All right, we'll let you listen to the music. We're butchering it. Come back.
Ethnography.
Yeah, why not? Okay, look, gotta go.
Beneath these velvet gloves, I hide the shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. 'Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a proud mess, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never fall.
inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
Harmony Hall, Vampire Weekend on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew Willis. This is Emily Ewing. Emily, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
No, you don't have to say for... Jesus, Emily. God almighty. We got
a... I'm a monkey.
I don't know. No, you're not a monkey.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? Actually, I do want to talk about that because you've been accused of being my assistant, and that's not the case. And I want to set the record straight right here. That it is like mono a mono. It's like you.
Absolutely. Yeah. We mirror each other.
I know. Can we talk about how much we call each other during the day?
Absolutely. I love it.
I feel like it needs to really be discussed because I call you in the morning.
Like a bad thing or like a good thing? I thought it was a good thing.
You know what? I feel really harassed. I feel like.
Actually?
Yes. I feel like you're sending you to jail, girl. But yeah, no. No, I don't feel
like that. Oh, okay. It's like juice.
No, I call you because I love you. And
I
it's
said
really...
juice for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love you too. Yeah. No, we just have a lot to talk about. We have a lot. We're learning about a lot of heavy ideological stuff.
Yeah, that's the drag.
We have
school.
A lot to wade through. And I think we are great sounding boards for each other. So.
Yeah, and that can also get get dangerous when we're both spiraling out, which has happened a couple times.
It can, and then we just take a minute, and we're good.
Can I just talk about how frustrated I am with my program at school? Like, I love communications at Capilano University as a as an idea.
Mm-hmm. I think we're both kind of hitting a ceiling.
Yeah,
it's like
I feel like I should have left there and come to UBC. After my second year, you know, do the whole
college. But I think we should just finish it, wrap it up, and see where we go.
I don't know. I really want to be just doing more like on camera, like news and doing things. And like, I want to be like learning how to write news reports. And I want to learn how to like package, materials to be like press releases and just like I want to learn like actual like not communications as a theory. That is great. I mean, communication theory is fabulous and it's and has its place, but there's a point where I just want to be doing something so I can go out there and intern in workplaces
and get it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that again, segue woo into Fun Drive. That's why we love CITR 101.9 FM so much, because without Madeline Taylor, without Miles Black, without all my lovely friends here at the station, Dora Duber. There we go. Like Alex Duber. No, Alex DeBoer. Yeah, she does. She does a really good news show.
Ooh.
By the way, like I see Alex DeBoer going places.
I'm going to watch it.
She's going to City Hall. She's going to Richmond, Aberdeen Mall. I don't know where she's going. I don't know where she's going to go. Oh my God, I'm
saying important things.
But she's definitely going to go places. And I would love to see her be a reporter. I really would.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you know who she is?
No, but I want to.
You should listen to Democracy Watch or Democracy Now.
What a great name.
I can't. No, don't. Oh God Almighty. I do this all the time. I blank. If Alex is listening, which I hope she is, because you know we love each other here at the station. Get me a paper.
Has your endorsement. I want to watch it.
It's a good thing. Listen to it. It's every Thursdays at 5, I want to say.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's good. Look, I don't know. I'm bored right now. I'm kind of over it.
We're going to go for a swim. We are going to go for a swim. Maybe have a massage. Who knows?
You know what?
It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We need to do something.
I want
to
go to Rub and Tug. By some hot, sensual man. I just like, I want to do something dangerous and wild.
Doesn't sound like this area.
No, it isn't. I want to go somewhere where it's like consensual and they're not being forced. I want to go, I don't know, I want to do something wild and weird. Something different. Something experiential. Oh my God, Emily, could you imagine if I took you for a massage and I didn't tell you it was a rub and tug and you got there and you're like, what is going on?
This should be a good segue to that Strange Breed.
This should be a good segue to Fun Drive. Fun Drive. It's every February 20th. It's February 28th to March 8th to raise money for CITR. So wacky people like me can continue to be on air.
I love it.
Yeah. We got some time to kill. Do you want to put on some music? What do you want to listen
to? Let's do it. Let's do Consent Is Cool by Strange Breed.
Yeah.
Our new song.
Yeah, we can do that. I want to say they just came out with their new music video.
For that, yeah, yes. For that, I think that's the name of it, Consent, or Consent Is Cool.
Yeah. Also, something interesting.
The C word. It's called the C word.
Yeah, which is not the word that you would think, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Madeline, if you're like in your office listening and you think we're sort of blasting the C word on CITR. I mean, I don't really think she'd mind, because she'd be like, whatever, like, let's empower women. And to be honest, let's do it. That's why I brought you here, because there's not enough women doing, like, programs, or not just women. I mean women with an X instead of the E, mm-hmm. like W, what is it? How do you spell woman?
A woman with a Y? You mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Anything to get rid of the man part, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm just trying to say, is that there's not enough.
Well, I just realized that's what that is.
Oh my God, Emily. You didn't know that?
No.
You're in queer cinema and queer theory, and you're taking like gender studies.
Can I just have one epiphany at a time for a second?
You know what? Absolutely.
I'm learning a lot right now.
You're entitled. I'm not going
to
say
my brain hurts sometimes.
I love how I'm trying to empower you as a woman, but yet then I'm yelling at you aggressively.
Learn this properly.
Right? Yeah. No.
You don't need to mansplain it to me.
So what do you want to... I will, and you'll love it. You'll love it.
I probably will too.
No, I won't. Yeah, I don't like doing that.
No.
I feel weird doing that.
We're on the same level.
Do you love me?
I love you, of course.
I love you so much.
Aww.
Yeah. You're hot.
You're hot.
Do you want to go on a date? Do you want to just... you know what? Let's knock back some liquor. Let's just go over. I know there's a liquor store on campus. Let's do what, like, kids should be doing on college campuses. Let's just have a good time.
Well, we don't have to get up too early tomorrow.
Actually, I do. I have class. I have an 8:30 class.
We have Key, but, you know.
Yeah, Key White. Who we love at Capilano University.
Her.
She is actually a big producer. And actually, I don't know if I'll share it. She was once told that she was too butch of a woman.
No.
Yeah.
People need to stop saying stuff like that.
Well, it's a weird world.
So I'm glad we're saying it, because it's really an issue.
Yeah. Entertainment's such a strange place.
Well, just life in general, like that person that I told you that said, hey, are you pregnant? Are you look pregnant? Or like, how far along are you? Just certain things
that
you don't say.
No. Well, and you know what? I did that once when I was working at a store downtown. I saw this woman who was actually, and I told you this, who was visibly pregnant. Like there was... The body, the shape of a woman's body does not morph into like, it looks like there's an egg in the front of her stomach. Like there's a difference between being a little bit chubby and like looking like you're pregnant. So I said to her, I said, oh my God, like how long are you? Like what's going on? And blah, blah, blah. And she said to me, she was like, oh, I actually, I'm not going to be able, like I'm carrying it to term, but it's not viable.
More reasons to just...
I nearly died. Like
I know. So and then again, I was wearing an Empire Waist, one of those Renaissance Fair shirts, but still.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it sticks with you. It hurts.
Yeah, well, especially if you have a baby inside of you that's not alive anymore and you have to...
Well, that's even, that's
like
even
that
worse.
That crushed me. And then I realized, I was like, I'm never going to ask a woman again how she, you know... also, you know, yeah. Unless, learn. If a woman comes to me and she's like, hey, you know, this is what's going on with me and my body, then sure, yeah, I'll be there to chat about it. I love doing it, especially drunk. I love knocking back some vodkas with my pinky out and just having a damn good time. Was that Alec Christensen?
She's waving at you.
Oh, aww. Alec, if you can hear this, you are so sexy and hot. I'm going on a date with you. I mean it. I want to go on a, oh, God, yeah. Get out of here. You're looking too hot.
Two dates lined up already. Look at you.
I'm not going to lie. Alec Christensen actually is really hot.
Yeah?
It's weird. It's spooking me out. You think it's awkward? How do you think it feels for me? I'm the one that has to work here with him. And
no,
I'm just like,
it's so cute.
Oh, God. Okay, look, let's get to some music here. What are we going to do? Closer or the C word?
Yeah, do the C word.
Sure, we're going to do the C word. Why not? Here we go. C word. Strange Breed. CITR 101.9 FM. Strange Breed. I am sitting here right now. First of all, Emily, I had no clue that was the explicit version. So there's actually someone who is outside right now giving me stink eye. I can see it. I'm giving you stink eye right back. I'm sorry if I said the F word on air. I did not mean to. Jeez Louise. You know what?
Everyone looks very involved in their studies.
I don't even have to worry. No. About the CRTC, because apparently Maxime Bernier hates the CRTC and the People's Party of Canada wants to get rid of it. And you know what I have to say about that? Go get a
not nice things.
Go get a booster juice or something and add some whey to it and poop it out, because I don't get it. I really don't understand what's going on these days in Canadian politics. It's getting like a little bit scarier than what it used to be. Yeah. Like, it's weird when I'm sitting here thinking like, wow, I actually really miss Stephen Harper. Like, at least he was the devil I knew.
Yeah.
Right?
And the same could be said for US, yeah.
I don't know what to say. I had a really good time today. I know you had a good time
too.
Today.
Me too.
It was a little bit of fun. We have these boys that are coming in now. They're going to be doing their show. It is a fun show. It is a sports show, I think.
Ooh.
I do not know who it is because I'm not usually here. Yeah! Give it up for sports! kids.
My boyfriend is watching the Oilers here. As we speak.
Emily Ewing, open up the door. I want to see these boys. Sure. Let's bring them in here. Let's say hi to them. Let's say hi to these boys. Let's see who they are. I want to see. Get on in here. I want to see who these. Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Jake,
get in here. Who is this, Jake? Wow, look at you. Look at you. You're looking good. I like that. I like that blazer on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that suede?
No, it's not.
It isn't? What is it? Here, let me feel it. Let me see. Let me see what that is. Oh, it's the chenille. I don't know. I think it is. I don't know. What do you boys do? You guys do a sports show?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing for Fun Drive? Here, let's turn on your mic over there. Here, there you go. You got a mic. Both do.
We're looking to raise $500 as a sports collective.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of cool Thunderbird swag that we're giving out to some of our donors. So.
Oh my god, that was the wrong one. That was totally the wrong button. Whoopsie did. I just got this new soundboard and still trying to figure it out. That person out there is probably still giving me a glare. Okay, you're $500 you're trying to raise for people. Mm-hmm. Or for you, for the station.
From people.
How are you going to do it? You're auctioning off Thunderbird merchandise.
Yeah, and we've emailed different organizations throughout Vancouver, whether like businesses or groups that promote sport, seeing if they're interested in donating.
Nice. All right, cool. You guys got to talk about sports. I don't know. Should we play a song first and let you get in there and set up?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. What do you want to hear?
Hey, it's your show. Pick whatever
it's not my
feeling.
Show anymore. I just played a woman moaning on a soundboard, which is like just what I need to start my day. I'm going to dedicate a song to you boys. Let me figure out. Emily, what do you think we should play? What do you think we should do?
Slater-Kinney.
It happens. All right, let's see here. Let's do Jumpers.
That's great.
Oh, no, let's do Dig Me Out.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm going to be feeling that later tonight. Okay, here we go. Dig Me Out, Slater-Kinney on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's been real.
It's been a time. Let me tell you, nothing's working. For me, it's my laptop, my computer, internet. So, oh, there we go. Peace.
Hey everybody, my name is Jake. Alongside me is Corey of CITR Sports, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus located on the unceded grounds of the Musqueam people. You're listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9. Always keep you up to date with the latest UBC Thunderbirds news, standings, and stories. And oh my goodness, we have a lot to get to today.
Yeah, apologies if we're talking a bit fast today, but there's a lot to cover.
So much stuff. Men's basketball, through to the Canada West Finals. Great. Women's volleyball, still alive. Conference semifinals. Awesome. But the biggest winners this past weekend are amazing swim teams. For the third straight year, both UBC men's and women's swim teams won the national championship. It was here at UBC. Awesome stuff. So many records broken. We'll get to that. Sadly, not all happiness, though, this past weekend. Women's hockey, men's volleyball, both eliminated.